Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boonmagura. Thank you, member supporters. On today's program, we'll plunge into a very diverse range of vocal music as interpreted by American lyric tenor John Ayler. Ayler attended Catholic University in Washington, D.C., and then the Juilliard School in New York City, where he studied with the renowned voice teacher Orrin Brown. Over the years, Ayler quickly became one of the most acclaimed and admired singers on the international stage. Most notably, Ayler has performed with the New York Philharmonic, the Cleveland and Philadelphia Orchestras, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and the Symphony Orchestras of Boston, Chicago, and San Francisco. He has sung in Europe with the Berlin Philharmonic, the Leipzig Gewandhaus, Orchestre National de France, and the BBC Symphony, among many others, appearing with the world's most respected conductors like Daniel Barenboim and Kurt Masur, to name a few. And he has performed at the major opera houses of the world like Royal Covent Gardens, Deutsche Oper Berlin, Vienna, Munich, Salzburg, Geneva, and Madrid, as well as, of course, New York, where he's performed with the New York City Opera. Ayler has an extensive concert repertoire and has made a concerted effort to divide his time equally between song and opera. He is well known for his performances of The Evangelist and The Passions of Bach, of The War Requiem, and Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings of Benjamin Britten. He is the consummate recitalist, having given many concerts of art song. I'm such a fan of Ayler's that it was a distinct pleasure curating these songs here for you today. We begin with Ayler singing Handel, a composer whose music seems perfectly suited to the tenor's voice. As you'll see, Ayler's vocal technique is superb, as demonstrated in his agile voice and clarity of diction and tone. In this segment, you'll hear Comfort Ye, and Every Valley Shall Be Exalted, the tenor recitative and aria from Handel's Messiah with Musica Sacra conducted by Richard Westerberg, followed by Where'er You Walk, from Handel's opera Semele with the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by John Nelson.
Come for you.
Singing and Other Sins, that's what you're listening to. Now we turn to Italian song, and we begin with Rossini's love song, La Lontananza, featuring Ehler with pianist Dalton Baldwin.
Gemme, 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 mezzolor, per mezzolor, sempre in via. Sempre più fido.
In this next segment, there is quite a lot of diversity, as you'll hear Ehler singing in Italian, German, and French. Remarkably, the next three songs are all by the same composer, Franz Liszt, who composes art song in an almost operatic-like manner with wide vocal ranges and high tessitura. You'll hear Ehler with pianist Daniel Blumenthal as they perform Liszt's popular Petrarch Sonnet No. 3, I vidi intera angelica costumi, which will be followed by Der Fischerknabe, and we'll conclude the segment with Liszt's Au Gange d'Or.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins. We now move to a group of songs which all come from one of my favorite CDs entitled Songs We Forgot to Remember. This collection of songs proves that there is beauty in simplicity. We'll first hear Ehler with pianist Grant Gershon perform American composer Ernest Charles's When I Have Sung My Songs, followed by Harold Hartford's touching song I Hear You Calling Me, and finally, we go from nostalgia to humor with Wolseley Charles's The Green-Eyed Dragon, a song I had the privilege of seeing Ehler perform live in recital in the early 2000s in New York. It was quite the crowd pleaser.
Sung my songs to you, I'll sing no more. 'Twould be a sacrilege to sing at another door. We've worked so hard to hold our dreams, just you and I could not share them all again. I'd rather die with just the thought that I had loved so well, so true, that I could never sing again, that I could never, never sing again,
Once upon a time lived a fair princess, most beautiful and charming. Her father, the king, was a wicked old thing with manners most alarming, and always on the front door mat a most ferocious dragon sat. It made such an awful shrieking noise, so all you little girls and boys beware. Take care of the green-eyed dragon with the 13 tails. He'll feed with greed on little boys, puppy dogs, and big fat snails. Then off to his lair each child he'll drag, and each of his 13 tails he'll wag. Beware, take care, and creep up on tiptoes. Then hurry up the stairs and say your prayers, and duck your heads, your pretty curly heads, beneath the clothes, the clothes, the clothes. That dragon, he lived for years and years, but he never grew much thinner. For lunch he'd try a policeman pie or a roast MP for dinner. One brave man went round with an axe and tried to collect his income tax. The dragon, he smiled with fiendish glee and sadly murmured, R.I.P. Beware, take care of the green-eyed dragon with the 13 tails. He'll feed with greed on little boys, puppy dogs, and big fat snails. Then off to his lair each child he'll drag, and each of his 13 tails he'll wag. Beware, take care, and creep up on tiptoes. Then hurry up the stairs and say your prayers, and duck your heads, your pretty curly heads, beneath the clothes, the clothes, the clothes. The dragon went down to the kitchen one day where the fair princess was baking. He ate by mistake some rich plum cake which the fair princess was making. That homemade cake he could not digest. He moaned and he groaned, and at last went west. And now his ghost with bloodshot eyes at midnight clanks his chains and cries, "Beware, take care of the green-eyed dragon with the 13 tails. He'll feed with greed on little boys, puppy dogs, and big fat snails. Then off to his lair each child he'll drag, and each of his 13 tails he'll wag. Beware, take care, and creep up on tiptoes. Then hurry up the stairs and say your prayers, and duck your heads, your pretty curly heads, beneath the clothes, the clothes, the clothes."
We end today's program with a couple of duets. First I'll play Bolero by Camille Saint-Saëns, a duet sung in Spanish by Ehler with bass baritone John Ostendorf and pianist John van Buskirk. The duet will be followed by one of the most popular songs for tenor and bass baritone, the Pearl Fisher Duet, Au Fond du Temple Saint by Georges Bizet, and featured here with Ehler is bass baritone Michel Plasson with the Orchestre de Toulouse.
Che me importa che floresca nell'arbol de mia speranza, se si marcitan las flores, se si marcitan las flores, y jamás, y jamás el fruto qua.
Oh.
Listening to the remarkable tenor leggero John Ayler. I hope you enjoyed today's program as much as I enjoyed curating these songs. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I'll leave you with Ayler singing Manazuka's I Love Life. I look forward to having you with me on a future Singing and Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boonmagura. Aloha!
Drink of life's fullness, take all it can give. I love life, every moment must count, to glory in its sunshine and revel in its haunt. I love life, I want to live. Gladsome and gay. I love life, I'll have none of worldly rife. Oh, but to live, for to love. I love life, so I want to live and drink of life's fullness, take all it can give. I love life, every moment must count, to glory in its sunshine and revel in its heart.